Day two from the National Football League Combine. It's the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil. Paul Charchian and Paul Allen, welcome to the Friday Football Feast. And a very special guest specifically for Adrian Peterson fans and Minnesota Vikings fans joins us right out of the gate. It is Dr. James Andrews has joined us here at the NFL Combine. Dr. Andrews, Paul Allen, nice to meet you.
Hey, Paul.
On behalf of Minnesota Vikings fans, we'd like to thank you for whatever miracle work you did on Adrian Peterson last year because, as you saw, the reparation and the rehabilitation, sir, it ran him to an MVP award. What were the keys?
Well, believe it or not, I may be your biggest Minnesota Vikings fan.
Really? Well, how come on your combine pass it says Washington Redskins? Are you trying to get that RG3 business?
Actually, I was on the sidelines when we played the Vikings last year, and every time he'd get tackled when we could tackle him, yeah. I was sitting there saying, please get up, let that knee recover.
Yes.
No, it's a remarkable recovery for him. And, you know, people ask about are we getting athletes back quicker? And that's not true. That won't trickle down to the average athlete. I mean, he's not the average athlete, as you well know. And everything, all of the credit goes back to all of his motivation. And he got the right genetics, let's put it that way.
You saw the inside of his knee. Was it a standard procedure? I mean, was it in any way less of a, you know, less severe than other ones that you've seen?
It's like when they cut open Secretariat, his heart was twice the size of a normal horse. Was Adrian's knee different?
I'd like to say that it was complicated, but it really was a straightforward. There's no such thing as an easy procedure, but it was a straightforward procedure. And, you know, Eric Sugarman, the trainer for the Vikings, brought him along, and the credit goes to the people that took care of him after my little procedure was over with. Credit doesn't go to me. It goes to the trainers that worked with him, and Eric brought him along perfect, and it goes to all the work and motivation that he had.
Does Adrian's recovery now become sort of the high water mark for this kind of recovery in terms of both the speed of the recovery and how well he recovered so quickly?
Well, when you see what he did, he lacked 9 yards. So that puts him there. That puts him right at the top of the heap. Everybody's trying to duplicate that, but not many people will ever duplicate his feet.
Are you going to have to tell that to everybody who gets this procedure done now? You're going to have to say, listen, you know, what Adrian did can't be expected from everybody else, maybe including yourself.
I'm going to have a sign on my back that says, slow down.
This is Dr. James Andrews from the NFL Scouting Combine.
How you have any idea, because you've become the go-to household name for these kinds of procedures, do you have any idea how many athletes you've worked on? Have you kept track?
I've probably done 40,000 cases in my career.
Jeez.
Now, how many were athletes? Probably 30-40% of those were athletes.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of athletes out there. But you know, the problem is, in my age group now, what I'm seeing is I'm operating on athletes' sons. So I'm in a second generation now, so that tells you something.
Go ahead.
You had mentioned in the break that you, before we came on, that you operated on Bo Jackson. Now, that was now 15 years ago, I'm guessing.
Oh, at least.
20 years ago? Ish, something
probably,
like that?
Probably between 15 and 20 years ago. I can't remember.
Have things changed so much now that you would have, there would be a different outcome today if Bo had had the same injury today?
Not with his injury. His injury was almost impossible from the word go. So the outcome, you know, maybe there were some improvements in prosthetic development for hip replacement that mm-hmm. would be better, but He had a devastating injury that was really career-ending to some degree.
Sir, you part of your practice, if not all of it, based in Birmingham, Alabama, correct?
That's correct.
So, do you work with Alabama and or Auburn?
I help take care of both teams, and I'm at their games on Saturday. So figure that out. How do I do that?
Wow. Well, given
both at home.
Given the vitriol between the two schools. How do you balance working for both?
Well, I'm practicing running for governor of the state of Alabama.
I think you'd be heavily favored to win that, sir,
to. It's just a matter of taking care of our kids, our athletes in our state. Now, you got to understand, I have a big sports center. I've got some really good doctors that help me, so I'm a figurehead at this point, but I'm still there, and I'm working hard.
Now, there's all kinds of wiring and loose wires back here, Dr. Andrews. If I trip and go down right here, what's it take for just an average guy like me to end up having you as the person who ends up performing my ACL surgery?
You call me on my cell phone like everybody else does, and I say, be there Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
Well, do you do work like that for just casual people?
Absolutely.
Or is it all, I mean, you have a practice where you work with everybody, not just athletes, right?
That's correct. I've always been that way. Some of my favorite patients are just the average recreational athlete or grandmother that needs some help or whoever. So I've always tried to treat everybody, every patient of every category special.
Dr. Andrews, do you have a favorite National Football League team?
There are 32 of them, right? Yeah. Well, Auburn and Alabama.
I see Washington Redskins on your pass.
Well, that's the team that I've been with for years and years and years, all
okay.
the way back to Joe Gibbs days. And,
yeah.
And so I've been with them a long time, and that's who I'm with on Sundays.
So you have you worked intimately with Robert Griffin III?
No kidding.
Yeah. Because he recently came out and said, you know, I'm hoping that I'll be ready for week number one, but I'm not going to jeopardize the rest of my career. You know, that seems to be different than the approach Adrian Peterson was taking this time last year, where he said, I may not play in preseason, but week one against Jacksonville, I will play. He played, and he had two touchdowns.
Well, you know, it remains to be seen what we do with Robert, because our deal there is to make sure that we do what's best for his career. And, you know, he got hurt at the end of the season in the
yeah.
playoffs. So
yeah.
he, time's of essence for him. All I can really say about him right now is he's way ahead of the schedule, too, and he's an unbelievable athlete, as you well know.
Yeah, work ethic won't be a problem for him.
Oh, Lord, we have to slow him down.
Were you watching that game live by chance, the Washington Redskins playoff game?
Where he
got
hurt? The field.
You're on the field. So when you were watching him, he got hurt early in the game. At that point, did you already know, Dr. Andrews, that there could be some real trouble with that knee?
Well, we were worried about him, and we had big discussions about should we take him out.
Yeah,
and we really couldn't control him, and as it turned out, it was we just couldn't. He kept saying, "I'm okay. It doesn't hurt. I'm fine." His exam didn't show anything to speak up, so it was a tough decision as to what to do with him. Believe me, and in retrospect, you know, we should have maybe stood firm with him. But
yeah,
it's hard to take somebody out in the heat of the battle when they're doing well.
Yeah.
Well, especially if he says he's okay, right? I mean, you don't want to be the person that ends up saying, you know, no and overriding
yeah.
it.
I've had a lot of secondary thoughts about decision-making after all of that, believe me. So we all learned a lesson to some degree.
Dr. Andrews, you make us want to wreck Adrian's other ACL so he can go for 2,700 yards just so you can start working on him right now.
Well, I think we better leave him alone because maybe we'll get the chance to do somebody else like that. But let's leave Adrian where he is. I think the question with Adrian is, what is he going to do next year? How is
yeah.
he going to top that? But good luck to y'all next year in your football season.
Thank you, Dr. Andrews.
A treat meeting you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Dr. James Andrews to start the 9 to noon extravaganza from the 2013 National Football League Scouting Combine.